The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Triple M.
Grumbling.
On Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt and Grumpy Guys.
Good morning, team. We have some new players in town. We have Jeff Briscoe and Marty Zucco, both Hobart City Council aldermen. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. I haven't been called a boy for ages. But
good morning, Al.
Good morning. I don't know about that.
You like that one.
I do. Good morning, Marty. And, of course, David Edward Noonan, who's not an alderman. He's not a councillor. He is a naughty boy, though. He's not often grumpy. Certainly not at me, but, you know, today he might.
What have you got for us?
Okay, boys. I don't think it's any surprise that you're both in here. We're going to be talking about development. A submission from the Mount Wellington Cable Car Company was put to the council for a flora and fauna study at Macrobies Gully to determine the suitability of having their base station there slash an access road. Now, it was denied, as you both know, and a motion was moved to prevent the cable car company from ever having access to council land for this project. Now, with this in mind, along with the recent delay to proposals for a North Hobart increased parking development, many are saying, we have people calling us all the time, that it's too difficult for companies to do business with our council. Is this true? How about we kick off with the cable car scenario, and who would like to kick it off?
Jeff, take it away.
Jeff.
The chairman of planning.
Wake up, Jeff. No. Yeah, that sounds very good, doesn't it? Well, there's been 3,000 planning applications in the last 3 years. 95% of them get approved at the officer level, never comes to council. And only 2% actually were refused. This town is open for business. It is fantastic. You look out this window, you see development all around. As I walked into your studio this morning, there's development happening here. It is buzzing. The town is buzzing with development.
And what sort of proposals make up the bulk of those, just out of curiosity?
Well, there are hotel developments, there's private developments, there's business renewal like happening in this building. It is fantastic time to be in Hobart. 20 years ago in the 90s, we knew that people were moving out of Hobart, shops were closing every second, and I live in Liverpool Street, every second business in Liverpool Street had a for sale or for lease site. We're in a tremendous city, buzzing with activity.
Early stages of this development, though, I mean, there's been some people saying that aldermen have interfered with this early process, that the council...
Oh, they wouldn't do that, Al, will they?
The council officers said yes to this study going ahead, but the aldermen have said no. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, well, it's not a binary issue like that. Look, we're looking out the window here at our beautiful Mount Wellington, absolutely beautiful Mount Wellington. It is a precious, it is the biggest
park. We can't see it at the moment, actually, Jeff. Well, it's covered in cloud.
It's covered in cloud. But a moment ago, it was covered in snow. It looks like it's covered in snow. It's the most incredible, iconic city park.
It is, but when you say, if normally our view, we can see all the buildings and all the towers and all that on top of it. To say it's a pristine mountain is going a little bit far, isn't it?
Oh, no. Look, there's parts of the mountain that are absolutely wonderful. Go for a walk.
I do. I walk it all the time and I ride it.
I'd like to show you around some other aspects of it.
Let's get to reality.
All right, Marty, let's get
to reality, Jeff. What did we get elected for? Did we get elected to represent a specific group, or do we get elected to represent the city of Hobart? We got elected to represent the city, and we got elected to make decisions based on fact. Now, the big question here is, does the Hobart City Council have policies? Of course, we have policies. They are online. They are there for everybody to open up and say, what's the policy on Dave Noonan sitting on a chair? It's there. There is a policy.
I hope not.
There is a policy, right, on, and Jeff started talking statistics earlier, there is a policy on commercial activities on parks and reserves. That's a very clear policy.
Let's summarise it.
I'll summarise it down to the point that to get a permit on the mountain, the delegation is the general manager. So I don't even know why the aldermen are even involved.
So why do you think this has been kiboshed by the aldermen when the council officers, who are qualified to do these studies, have recommended that that study go ahead? Why have they stopped this?
Well, the general manager's done the right thing by the aldermen. See, a lot of aldermen believe that the general manager only has delegated approval under LUPA. LUPA is the planning scheme. There's two issues there. There's use and permits here under our policy. So what's the point of the council having a policy if you go on there and read the policies and then you go and do something according to their policy?
Okay, so I'll ask you again, why do you think they have kiboshed this?
Why?
Yes.
Because they're interfering, like all those planning
decisions.
Because
they're having pressure from this minority?
This is not about pro or against. Mm. This is about proper process. Now,
let's ask, Jeff, do you think proper process happened in that?
I think the committee, and it is not a decision of council yet, it's got to go to the full council next Monday. It was a considered decision. It was a very respectful meeting. We heard from both sides. It could have gone either way, but we made a decision on the facts we had in front
of
us.
Sorry, Dave.
But when someone walks into a meeting with a predetermined motion to not approve it, it's very concerning. All the committee the committee could have done in listening to debate, and if the committee didn't feel they liked the motion, they could have simply refused the motion.
Jeff.
That's what they could have done, but no, someone came prepared to absolutely put the hammer on the head of it.
I came into the meeting with actually two prepared motions. One, a modified...
Predetermined determination.
Two motions. We listened to the information, the facts. We questioned both the proponent and the people, respect the mountain people. So at the end of that, I tore off the other motion, so I didn't actually have one motion as I walked in. I had two. One, to give them permission, and two, and we discovered during the meeting that they weren't prepared to say that they wanted this flora and fauna study for a road. And in fact, when they were questioned further, it found out what they had said to the public was it was going to follow a fire trial, and it turns out to be not follow. It started off at a fire trial, then straight off into the bush.
So, Dave, as a very involved Hobartian,
interesting, and this isn't not to say pro or anti cable car. Yeah. What I like to say is that when we have polls on here, and all the polls I've heard have said that up to 72 or 73% of people are interested at least in pursuing the idea of a cable car. So how does it then happen that you can't even go through the process of it? That's what concerns me, is that if there's a process to go through...
An open
process.
Yes.
And I believe everything should be open.
Transparent
everything should
process.
Be transparent.
Dave, I want to explain something.
Well, hang on, I'm asking
I'm sorry,
Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah.
The normal developers would come to the city and start talking about a landowner consent to use the land for a development. It's quite normal. 2 weeks earlier, we had Sandy Bay Sailing Club do the same thing. In fact, in my experience, in the whole experience of 20-odd years in council, that's what happens. We don't actually have developers announce to the world that they're going to build a road across sensitive Hobart City Council land without talking to the aldermen. That's the process. I believe that they can still put in a development application and then we would have to stop talking about it, the merits or otherwise, because then the planning scheme would kick in. So I encourage...
So I challenge you now, Jeff Briscoe, to say that you would give approval for this organisation to put a development application in irrespectively. Because under the planning scheme, the other alternative could have happened. This is about an organisation that's trying to do the right thing and probably frustrated like a lot of people do. Under LUPA, they could actually put a DA in without the fauna study. But if they want to look at using parts of council land, they have to do a fauna study. So they're damned if they do it beforehand, and they're damned if they put an incomplete DA in, which the director of planning would probably say, well, if you're interested in doing something in this part of the mountain, you have to do a fauna study.
Well, it sounds quite interesting that the council officers who are experienced
absolutely
in this saying have recommended that this study be undertaken, and it hasn't happened. So
look, we've gone on a long time on this. Yeah. Look, this whole subject's gone on 100 years.
That's all right. We are going to move on to the parking right after this.
The Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Grumbling.
On Triple M's Dave Noonan Show with Al Platt.
Grumbling.
Grumpy guys.
We have got none other than Jeff Briscoe, Marty Zuko, Hobart City Council Alderman. Welcome, boys.
Morning again.
It's been a vigorous debate in here after the mics went off. It's continued.
Dave has tied me down now.
Well, that's right. Look, I've bought it. See those sleeping bags in the corner, boys? That's because you're staying. This is going to go on forever. But anyway, we have to move on to North Hobart. Now, boys, reportedly there are two developers who want to develop car parks in North Hobart. This has been going on for about 15 years in Condell Place. Now, this will ease traffic congestion, no doubt, and free up residential street parking. Council has called for a report. Is this a demonstration that, again, it's too hard to do business with council? Marty, we'll let you kick this off today.
Look, this is 15 years in the making. This is another report. When you look at the council documents on this, there's been report after report. There was two reports in the last 12 months, three reports in the last 12 months. We set up a subcommittee to look at everything in North Hobart. The subcommittee came up with recommendations from the officers to go out for an expression of interest, because there were two developers that expressed an interest. But this is not just about parking. This is about parking and housing. Mm. Right, and with
I think if you're going to do it, you have that little alleyway at the back and have commercial, create another little laneway that goes along the bottom bit.
Look, an expression of interest is to go out there to see who is interested. Now, you've got two people interested now, and I believe there's a third one. There could be others out there who could come up with an innovative plan to provide us with car parking. Now, we have underground car parking overseas. What's wrong with some underground parking here in Hobart?
So, why is there a delay?
Okay. Whatever decisions council make, it should be strategic. If we build a multi-storey car park in North Hobart, which is probably needed more, then we have empty car parks down in the city. Why not utilise those empty car parks in the city at the night?
People catch buses.
And it doesn't matter. Well, Marty,
I don't really understand what you mean.
What I'm saying is that we could better utilise our resources already. I've said, tram or some means of getting a good access up Elizabeth Street?
I mean, there's no doubting, though, Jeff. I mean, you try and drive up Elizabeth Street in North Hobart anywhere from 2:30 on, and you cannot get through. I avoid it like the plague, as do many others. This is affecting our North Hobart businesses.
Jeff is trying to say that people who want to dine in North Hobart park in the city.
Yeah, that's unrealistic.
Push their pram up the street up to North Hobart, or catch a bus, or catch a reality.
In the future,
we're talking about strategic decisions, Marty. I wasn't talking about.
But Jeff, if there was light rail up Elizabeth Street, that would be fantastic. But that's so far away. Mm. Whereas this could be done and dusted.
It's still not solving the North Hobart, and also for the residents.
Absolutely,
Jeff, this is one thing that I really feel for those residents around there. Yes, they're living in an amazing precinct. However, they can never park outside their own property.
Understand,
a lot
totally.
Of them don't
I
have a car.
I live in the inner city as well, and I go to North Hobart very regularly, at least every Friday for the movies.
Do you park in town?
Park in town. I park in Condell Place, the car park behind the shopping strip there. Look, there is an issue with parking. No one denies there's an
issue
with
the council car parking pass.
There's an issue with parking in front of residents. And I understand, because I'm an inner city dweller as well. So all I can say is that we've got to, however, look at things strategically, because we have a problem there, but there are also other problems around the city.
So why delay just receiving the proposals? Why delay that process? Why not get these proposals in?
Have a look at them.
And then have a look at them.
Expressions of interest do not cost the ratepayers anything.
Look, I have no problem with having expressions of interest. We've done it a couple of times.
That was the recommendation.
We have done it a couple of times, and we found that we're inadequate. and didn't meet the needs. Now, I know there's a private developer up there who wishes to build his own car park on his own land. Maybe that's where we should be putting our energy.
I don't believe you understand what's going on.
It just seems such a waste of... There's that big area there that just could be utilised with a few more levels of parking that would really solve a lot of the problems.
Parking, residential.
The traffic and residential.
It's not just about parking.
No, it's accommodation as well.
And apartments. Mm. I assure you this is a win-win situation. Mm. We cry about the shortage of housing. We cry about the shortage of rental spaces and everything like that. Here we are with an opportunity to use a parcel of land that's empty to win, get a win-win situation with car, much-needed car parking that we need and also apartments.
So here we have two aldermen on the Hobart City Council both saying, yes, let's bring these proposals in. Let's not delay
it
anymore.
That's great.
Fabulous.
Let's do it. Get him in.
Thank you so much, Jeff Briscoe, for being here today. And thank you, Marty Zuko.
No problem.
And thank you, David Edward Noonan. I think it's the least you've ever said on Grumpy Guys.
It's fascinating to watch, though.
It absolutely was.
It's nice seeing the beautiful mountain now covered in snow.
I thought you were going to say the beautiful me. You're looking in my direction and you move straight past me to Kananya. I'm okay with that. She is indeed a beauty.
The Dave Noonan Show. With Al Platt.